Chapter 5. 1.
How did you even manage to fail a class like that?
Nie Mingchui asked, honestly bemused.
You listen, you nod, you smile, you parrot back whatever you're told. It's practically your best skill set.
Nie Huaisang giggled behind his fan.
Well, there were pop quizzes. You know how I get when there's pressure, Daga. My brain goes totally blank.
Your brain,
Nie Mingchui said, aiming for severe,
has never once gone so blank that you lose your ability to scam people.
Daga, I don't scam people. I help them realize that our interests are more aligned than they previously suspected. That's all.
We can fertilize 3 fields with the amount of bullshit that just came out of your mouth,
Nie Mingchui said.
Do I want to know?
Teacher Lan said that he's extended invitations to all the other sect heirs for next year. I want to go again.
You could have just asked, Nie Mingchui groaned. You didn't have to deliberately fail.
2. It took Nie Huaisang nearly a week to notice, and even then it was only because Wei Wuxian said it casually, as if it was nothing, his arm looped over Nie Huaisang's shoulders.
Why do you stop moving? He asked, blinking at him.
You just said we're friends, Nie Huaisang said.
Are we not?
No, I'm definitely friends with you, Wei Xiang, Nie Huaisang said hastily. But I wasn't aware that you were friends with me. This is awesome.
We spend all our free time with you whenever Wei Wuxian isn't stuck copying lines in the library pavilion,
Jiang Cheng said with a huff, though his face was a little pink in what was probably secondhand embarrassment for Nie Huaisang.
What do you think we are, if not friends?
Nie Huaisang might not have the best grasp of social niceties, but he was still pretty sure that "I thought you were just humoring me" was definitely the wrong answer here.
Moreover, as friends, there are certain things expected of you,
Wei Wuxian announced, breezing by the awkwardness in a way Nie Huaisang appreciated.
Sharing, for one. Tonight, my place. I bring the wine, Jiang Cheng brings the snacks, and you, Nie Xiang, bring the porn.
I can definitely do that. 3.
I think that's all the business we have today, sect leader,
Nie Mingchui's uncle and head of his advisory council said.
Unless there's something else you want to mention that we haven't covered?
Nothing on your part, Nie Mingchui said. I did get a letter from Gusu regarding Huaisang.
He pretended to ignore the way that some of the people on the council tensed.
He appears to have gotten into a bit of trouble,
he continued.
Apparently one of his new friends shoved him into a river.
Visions of an awkward adolescent dragon, still a touch rotund with baby fat, dripping both water and tears all over the place, were very clearly dancing in everyone's head.
And afterwards, they all got drunk on wine that had been smuggled in from the outside.
Judging by their expressions, the visions had shifted over into what a drunk dragon might look like.
Teacher Lan has informed me that he imposed the appropriate punishment.
Full-on expressions of horror.
But also reports that Nie Huaisang accepted it without argument, so the matter is considered entirely resolved.
You, his uncle said pointedly, are doing this on purpose. Nie Mingchui smirked.
4.
So let me make sure I understand this right,
Nie Mingchui said. His lips were pressed tightly together, an expression he was aware made him look as if he were fuming. But then, most of his expressions resembled anger in some way, shape, or form.
You are concerned that Huaisong is being bullied. Jiang Cheng and Wei Wuxian both nodded. You believe this to be happening based on certain interactions that you believe you have observed since coming to visit my sect. Another nod. And instead of bringing this up to me, his older brother, guardian, and sect leader, you decided to take matters into your own hands. There were birds that did nothing but nod their heads, and Niamingchui was definitely seeing a distinct resemblance here.
I see.
We're just saying it was a fully justified fight, Wei Wuxian finally burst out, even though Jiang Cheng was still stepping on his foot, and he shook off the elbow that Jiang Cheng drove into his side, too. They always had these looks on their faces, like they disapproved of us running around or wrestling or roughhousing or doing anything. And it's not fair, you know. Just because he likes books and painting and stuff doesn't mean he's any less worthy of your sect.
They like his painting, Niamingchui interjected.
Wei Wuxian, who had been building up a full head of hot air, abruptly deflated. What?
Everyone likes his paintings, Niamingchui said. There's a sect party every quarter in which one of the main attractions is a riveting debate as to which ones are the best and who was lucky enough to win them off of him. Most of his pocket money comes from the fans he sells.
Really? Not the, never mind.
Nie Huaisong is still paying back the initial loans on his erotic art business, so no.
It was doing pretty decent things for the sect's budget, though.
The expression I believe you're detecting is surprise.
Surprise?
I'm not sure if you noticed, but Huaisong isn't much given to things like running around, wrestling, or roughhousing, Niamingchui said dryly. Thus, the surprise.
Well, there was also a side order of, I can't believe they're doing that with a dragon, involved, but that wasn't their business.
I appreciate your concern, he added, and your friendship with Huaisong, but next time, please just challenge them to a fight on the training floor instead of starting something in the hallway. It'll avoid people tripping over you.
Now they were both staring at him. He raised his eyebrows at them in return. Your only complaint is that we were fighting in the wrong place? Jiang Cheng squawked.
Was there something else I should be complaining about?
Nope, Wei Wuxian said, grabbing Jiang Cheng by the arm. Thank you, sect leader. Bye, sect leader. 5. So there was a Xuan Wu, Nie Huaisong said. A corrupted one.
I heard, Niamingchui said. I also heard that Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji killed it.
Oh, is that what you heard? I'm glad. Wouldn't want those Wens getting all the credit, you know.
Niamingchui
waited until Nie Huaisong was breathing a sigh of relief to add,
I don't believe it.
Nie Huaisong wilted.
I assume both Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji have now been read in on your portion of the sect's secrets.
Nie Huaisong nodded miserably. I couldn't help it. They were going with the court assassination, but it wasn't working. Its skin was really thick. They might have gotten hurt. And you know Wei Xiong is one of my only friends.
Huaisong, it's fine. We'll deal with it. And anyway, Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji are both capable of being discreet when they need to be. I'm more curious as to what exactly did you do?
Ate it.
Huaisong, how many times do I have to tell you you can't keep putting dirty things in your mouth?
The end.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!